Hi, everybody. It's Jim Beekhuy. Podcast Be You, The World Will Adjust. Welcome back. And I must say, last week, my podcast about being more narcissistic generated a lot of response. In fact, a lot more response than usual. And I think what Katie and I were talking about, I think what really resonated with people was the line that I'm tired of taking one for the team. Everybody in their entire life, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a sporting event, whether it's work, whether it's family, whatever it is, there's always this concept, oh, come on, just, you know, go along, come along. And, you know, we're all reluctant to sort of say, nah, that just doesn't work for us. You know, you're pushed into this thing. You know, I always remember it. And I remember it particularly when I was growing up and I would want to do something and my mother would sort of say, well, if that's what you want to do, but, you know, I'm not exactly on side with that. And you're like, man, I'm now in that terrible position that if I satisfy myself, I know I'm going to have issues. And if I don't satisfy myself, I know I'm going to have issues. So I'm like, I hate that spot. It's just that lose-lose spot. You know, if we're going to have that lose-lose spot, if someone's got to lose, well, why don't we make sure it's not us? You know, I get it. You take one for the team every once in a while, but and I have millions of examples of people in my coaching practice that seem to constantly take one for the team and they're getting a little tired and a little sore and a little like, when's the team going to take one for me? And the reality is that's never going to happen. I wish it was not true, but it is true. I've never seen the team say, yeah, this doesn't work for us, but we're going to do it because that's what you want to do, right? Because the majority rules, right? And I was thinking about what creates change and how it relates to this. And, you know, one of the things that I always look at when something doesn't make sense that's going on, doesn't make sense to me or doesn't make sense to someone, I always step back and say, someone must be benefiting. Because if nobody was benefiting, this thing would be changed. And so either someone in power or some group of people are benefiting and they continue to benefit while you continue to take one for the team. And until you finally say, this isn't working for me. I've now got triple the workload. I'm working five times as much. And this little carrot that you're dangling in front of my face about, well, you know, your future could be dependent upon, you know, how big a horse load you can carry and so on and so on. And it's kind of like the horse with the carrot just far enough in front of him, it never catches the carrot. And I've had these conversations and I know other people have had these conversations going like, when will it be my turn? Never. It'll never be your turn unless you stand up for yourself. That's like this great New Yorker magazine cartoon and had this guy on the phone and you're hearing the conversation on this side. And he said, how about lunch next Thursday? And the guy on the phone says, how about never? Right. And it's how about never? But he doesn't say it because, you know, he thinks it, but he doesn't say it. And, you know, more about being more narcissistic. We have to say it. We have to say it in a polite manner, but we have to say it. We have to practice saying these words. That doesn't work for me. That doesn't work for me a little bit. And I might be okay to kind of help out. But when we move to that doesn't work for me a lot, we have to stop it. Because the person asking, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. They don't know what an imposition it is. Because I think generally people probably don't. And then when highlighted how big an imposition it is, go, oh, wow, I didn't quite realize because I was self-absorbed with my own world and not thinking about you. And now once I realize that, yeah, I get that. Yeah, no, okay, we can make an adjustment. But it all comes back to you. Comes back to you saying, like the Tom Petty says, I won't back down, right? I won't back down when it comes to standing up for myself. I know it's hard. I still find it hard at times, and I'm the biggest advocate for it because it's ingrained in our personalities, unless you're a complete narcissistic prick, which there are people like that out there. It's not ingrained in their personality. What's ingrained in their personality is me, 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 me first, me second, me last, and no problem saying, I don't care about anybody else. But that's not the majority of us. We do care, but we care too much, and we're afraid to step up. You know, and again, the delivery is equally as important as the content. And the delivery is about put yourself in my shoes, right? I often say that to my coaching clients when they're going to go see their boss, and I say to them or her, put yourself in my shoes. Here's how I see my world. What would you think? And they're always amazed because the person, you know, when you put it in that sort of fashion, the person goes, yeah, I can see how that would suck for you. And it's either they didn't see it or they did see it but didn't care. But in either case, it's up to us, right? And I know I flogged this and it sounds like a dead horse, but I think it's the most important thing in my coaching practice that I have given people. It's that thumb in the spine, stiffening of the spine. It's not going to feel comfortable. It's not going to feel easy. But we have to get the answer to the question. And the answer to the question is, this doesn't work for me. What does that mean? What's next? And if you're underpaid, you're undervalued, and all of those things, you have to find out, do they care? And if they don't care, then you got to look elsewhere. I continue to sort of watch with amazement what's happening in this whole world of vaccinations. Today was a great day. I'm flying out Sunday for a few days with my wife, and my daughter found a service that comes to your house to do your COVID vaccination. Pretty cool. No more expensive than schlepping somewhere and waiting and everything else. These people come right to your door, bing, bing, bang. And they're in and out in 5 minutes, and it's fantastic. But I had another interesting situation last night. My wife and I played a little 9 holes of golf, and then we went and had dinner. And, you know, with the new laws in Ontario, you now have to show your vaccination card. What we learned at dinner was that 15 of the employees at the club aren't vaccinated. So I'm like, okay, well, hang on a second. I have to be vaccinated to have dinner here, but they don't have to be vaccinated to work here. How insane is that? Now, as was explained to us, one of the issues is there's a shortage of laborers. Hard to find people to come and work to do those types of jobs in the dining room and different parts like that. But here we are at risk or don't open, right? So what's driving the whole thing? The almighty dollar, right? And at the end of the day, policy is driven by the almighty dollar. This dichotomy of rules and people has to come to an end. It has to come to an end. I don't care if people don't want to be vaccinated. I'm fine. But they shouldn't be in theaters. They shouldn't be in restaurants. And they shouldn't be allowed to work at the same place where people that are vaccinated are as well. I think it's going to be a long time before we're out of these woods. I think that probably somewhat like the market, you know, whenever you think the market can't go any higher, it keeps going higher. And then when people finally say, oh my God, I got to get in, that's usually the end. I think it'll be one of those when people finally capitulate and say, I think this is going to be like the rest of our life is going to be like this. And at that point, it probably won't be. But it will be for a long time and it will be different. And you have to keep your mind open and flexible enough. And in this demand for labor is great for people. It really is. The balance of power has shifted dramatically. And you have to take advantage of that balance of power. And the one thing you got to let go in that balance of power is you have to let go of this concept that, you know, I'm a loyal employee. and really ask yourself, okay, so let's pick someone else in my group or someone else in the organization that I would not identify as a loyal employee, that I would identify as the other end of the spectrum for myself. Now let's just do a little comparison about how they're doing in the company and how I'm doing in the company. And am I getting a benefit to being a loyal employee? I think when you do that analysis, you probably find you're not. And you're the dog that kind of gets kicked under the table more often than not. And I know there are people out there that are sort of going, you know, you're really down on companies and you're really, you know, critical. And, you know, you really have a negative bias towards yourself and towards this. And I say, I don't, but I've worked long enough and I've watched enough companies to know that really sort of not thinking about it, how they use people, how they take advantage of people's generosity and everything else. If I want you to do three times the amount of work, there has to be a benefit to me for you doing three times that amount of work, productivity, increased profits, or whatever it is. And if I'm not sharing it with you, then you might as well be a slave because I pay you for your core work. But if I keep piling work on, who benefits me, the organization, because my average hourly cost of your wage goes down dramatically. I think organizations need to understand and sort of in an ass backward way, by having people stand up to the organizations, I feel that organizations will be forced to change. Organizations will be forced to recognize, okay, so if Katie was doing that work for free, and Katie says, I'm not doing that anymore, one of two things are going to happen. You're going to realize the work is worthless and it doesn't need to be done, which probably is a pretty good guess. Or two, we're going to have to find somebody to do it. We're either going to have to sucker somebody else into doing it, or we're going to have to pay somebody to do it. And if we're going to have to pay someone we're going to do it, then we're really going to have to do the analysis whether it's worth paying someone to do it. So at the end of the day, the company is better off because they're being forced to evaluate something that they attributed no value to, but were getting value from or thought they were getting value from. And it's good for the company to be forced to evaluate those situations. It's just way too easy to say, oh, yeah, well, why don't we just get Katie to do it or Bill to do it or Mary? Let's just put it on their pile and put it on their pile. But they have no idea the immense weight that that causes people because they have their regular job during the day. When are they going to do it? When they go home, supposed to spend time with their family on weekends. You know, I talked to a young woman a couple of weeks ago. She said, I've probably had three times the workload that I had a year and a half ago. I have no promotion. I have no more money unless they're telling me that this is the pace at which I need to work to make the same amount of money. And if that's the case, then I got to leave. I got to find something else. But I don't think that is the case. I think the case is there's no sort of quid pro quo, right? Why are we having you do this? What's it worth to us? How can we get you to do something that we don't have to pay for? So my goal for you has always been stand up. Like Tom Petty says in the song, and I said earlier, I won't back down. I won't back down standing up for myself. I won't back down for letting myself be abused. I won't back down for letting myself be used. It's not just for you. If we're going to change the way organizations think, which is the ultimate goal, to make a better work environment for people, it's not going to come from them. It has to come from us. It has to come from one person, two people, three people, people constantly standing up politely, respectfully, and just saying, it doesn't work for me. They're not going to fire you. That's everybody's fear. They're not going to fire you. They can't fire you for speaking up for yourself. The worst they could do is take away some of the work so that you're not working 15 hours a day. So this week, pick your spot. Think about what you're doing. Think about what you're overloaded with and go back. It's not going to be easy because people, oh, you're not a team player. You know, everybody's got to chip in here. Yeah, it's great. but then everybody should be benefiting. It can't be one way. Everybody chips in, digging the ditch, and then, you know, only a few people get to have dinner that night as a result of it. So my goal, as it always is, don't back down, stand up for yourself. I'm Jim Bakei. The podcast is Be You, and the world will adjust.